We are doing the book of Iyov. We're up to what's called the 30th chapter, the 22nd Pasuk. And Iyov had been describing how God, who is so merciful, has turned against him, has used his might to maintain enmity towards Iyov. God has turned cruel on Iyov. Pasuk Chaf Bet. Tisa'eini el ruach. Iyov says, you lifted me up as though to the heights where the winds blow bitterly, and over there, talkiveini utemogegeini tushia, and in so doing, putting me up there where the merciless winds will beat at me and push me to and fro. In doing that, Iyov says, you have destroyed any hope I have of salvation. Iyov says, God, you afflicted me physically, emotionally. People are coming in and beating me at nights. From every direction I'm being beaten. You put me in a place as though you put me for the wind to come from each side and just make me, I'm like Iyov described earlier, I'm like the chaff being blown to and fro by the wind. And so Iyov says, I have no hope for salvation. Out of this, I don't think I'm ever making it out of this. Utimokigeni, and you melt before me, tushia, any hope of salvation. Kiyadati mavet tishiveni. Because I know I am so weak, Iyov says, that it's only a matter of moments. I keep anticipating death. It is to death that I'm headed. I'm not hoping for any great salvation. And Iyov is right from his perspective. We know the Talmud tells us that God told Satan, you do everything you want to Iyov, just keep him alive. Do everything but kill him. And the Talmud says that Satan afflicted Iyov so terribly that Satan's pain in keeping Iyov alive in spite of his afflictions was greater than Iyov's. As bad as Iyov was suffering, Satan had to work harder to keep life within him. So Iyov keeps mentioning, I think it's a matter of moments till I die, and Iyov's right. Ordinarily, no human being could have lived with such pain. But God had a different plan in mind. So Iyov says, Ki yadati, for I know, undoubtedly, mavit tishiveni. I got nowhere to return to. It's not that I'm coming back home, that I can make it back to the state I had been in earlier, but rather, if I get back, it's only back to the grave. That's the only place I'm headed at this point. Uveit moed lechol chai. And the grave, at the end of the day, is where all living are headed. Beit Moed, the place of gathering, the place of intent. Where is everyone headed to? Lechol Chai, all living are ultimately headed for the grave. So I know that's where I'm headed. I have no hope for anything else. Ach lo ve'i yishlach yad. But the comfort that I do have is that in the grave, be'i, E is like a clot of earth, a pile of earth. In modern, so ach lo ve'i. The only thing of comfort that I have is that in the E, in the grave, lo yishlach yad. God doesn't send His hand down there. That there I'll have salvation. At least over there I won't suffer. Little did Iyov know. Chazal tell us a person does suffer in the grave. But Iyov assumed, he says, all my illnesses will be over, no one will be able to beat me. The only salvation I have hope for is that in the grave, God doesn't send His hand to hurt me. Im befido lahin shua. Im befido, fid is to destroy, to break. If with God's breaking, lahin shua. Over there, Shua over here is like Yeshua. Over there, there'll be a salvation from His breaking me. I have no hope of getting back to where I was. The only hope I have is my salvation, like He said in the earlier Pasuk, Yeshua, Tushia. The only salvation I'm going to have is in the grave. im bifido lahen shua. His breaking over there, I'll be saved from. I'll be saved from Hashem's breaking in the grave. Okay, here there are multiple understandings. Rashi quotes the Medrash, En HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makeh Uma Umoshiva Tzido Ela Mevi Tfid Lezo Umeshash'a Bechaverta Shelaktakva Umitnachemet Ba. Im Befido, when Hashem brings His Tfid, His destruction on one nation, Lahen Shua, He shows the other nation that also was destroyed and made it out of that destruction. That Chazal understood this, that when Hashem sends destruction, very often He gives us like a shot in the arm. Look, the other nation underwent a similar trauma, and they made it out of it. You can also make it out of it. But Eov says, I have no hope. No one ever suffered like me and made it out alive. And he's right. He's right. No one suffered like Eov and made it out alive. Im lo vachiti, didn't I cry? Likshe yom, for other people who had a bitter day. Yov says, you know, I when I met up with someone who had it tough, I wept over them. Ogma nafshi la evyon, and wasn't my soul embittered over the suffering of the poor? Yov says, I was kind to other people. Kitov kiviti, and that's why I felt I was entitled to hope for a good life. I led a kind life. I was a kind person. And I hoped things would go well for me. Vayavora. And that's not what happened. Life became bitter. Became bad. Vayachla leo. Vayavofil. I was hoping for light. And what I found was darkness. Me'ai. Rutechu velodamu. Eov says that my intestines, my innards, they got warmed up. Eov says, I felt for other people. Velo damu. And they weren't silent. When other people were hurting, I felt for them. Me'ai rutechu, my innards, my kitchkis, they got boiled. I was moved for other people. Velo damu, I wasn't silent. Kidemuni yemeoni, and I found myself faced with, in spite of my feelings for others, I found myself in a situation of affliction. Koderilachti bilochama. Eov says, I walk around dark, without the sun. Kamti vakahal ashaveya. Just like a person who's darkened without light, he didn't get tanned by the sun, and then if he stands in the shade, then the darkening of his skin isn't going to pass. So Eov says, just as I, koder hilachti, I've gone black, I've turned black, tanned, belochama, without the sun, so too I have no hope that my afflictions will leave me. A guy who gets tanned by the sun, he stands in the shade, so his tan passes. He just stays out of the sun for a few days. The tan passes. But a person who's born dark-skinned, it's not going to pass by standing in the shade. So to Eov says, I've done nothing wrong. It's not like I stood in the sun to get dark. I've done no sins to deserve this suffering. Koder ilachti belochama is an allegory. He says, I've gotten tanned without the sun, so I have no hope that the tan will pass. I'm suffering and I've done no wrong to deserve it. So I have no hope it will pass. And that's why, kamti vakahal, I've stood among the crowd, vashaveya, and I yell, and I say, this isn't fair. I've done nothing to deserve this. Because I really have done nothing to deserve this. Ach, hayiti letanim. I am like the tanin, that's a type of snake, vireya livnot yana, and I'm like a friend to the bird that's called bnot yana. These are creatures that are always yelling. These are creatures that yell, and that's their nature. Their nature is that these creatures always are crowing or yelling. So too Eov says, I have become like them. God has made it second nature for me to constantly yell. Ach hayiti letanim. I'm like the tanim, like the snake that always gives out its yell. Vera livnot yana. I'm like a friend to the bird, the not yana, that's always crowing, always giving its yell. Ostrich maybe, I don't know. Ori shachar mehalai. My skin turned black upon me. Ve'atzmi chara mini choriv. And my bones have dried because I'm so sick and I have such a burning fever. I used to play the kinor. What's a kinor? A harp? What? Yeah, okay. So my harp that I used to play with to make people happy, now I use it as an expression of my sorrow. And the ugav, which is another instrument, he says, now I only use it as accompaniment for my weeping. I can't sing, I can't play music. And why do I deserve all of this, says Eov? You know, I made a covenant with my eyes. I don't look at other women. I didn't stand and stare at a virgin. Even if I thought I might marry her, I didn't stand and stare at her. I took a look, I dated her, I saw if it made sense, I married her, but I never stood and stared. I never took a look that was longer than necessary at a virgin, even though I knew I might marry her, but I knew I might not. So why should I walk away knowing what she looks like? Eov says, I kept my eyes clean. Do I deserve to suffer like this? Chelek Eloa mimal. Eov says, now look, and what did God give me in exchange for being such a righteous person? What did He pay me back? V'nachalat Shaddai mimeromim. And what lot did I get from above? I've done my part, and what did I get for it? Haloed le'aval. Eov says, destruction, aid, like we discussed earlier, edam, the times of destruction, that's fit for an aval. A guy who lived the life of a derelict, he deserves to suffer. V'necher lefo ale avin. Yov says, and what's fair is that if you find something unusual, an unusual punishment like mine, necher, an unusual punishment, that's fit lefo ale avin, for those who do sin. Halohu yireh derachai. And Eov says, and according to what you say, you guys say that he's looking at the way I lived my life. Well, v'chol tzadai yispor. According to your opinion that he's watching, he knows, he has full control. Well, if so, im alachti im shav. Eov says, and if God really knows, then He also knows. Have I ever gone with people who were liars? V'tachashal milmaha. Raglai, did you ever find my feet running together with swindlers, with con artists? Tell me, if he really knows my way, will he ever find me having done that? Yishkeleini v'mozenei tzedek. I wish he could put me on an honest scale and weigh me. V'yeda Eloha tumati. And then God would know that I was whole. I've done nothing wrong. So Eov, and this is really Eov's final claim. We're reaching Eov's closing chapter here. Eov is saying, I've done everything right, I've led a righteous life, and I've gotten only suffering for it. Yes, I had the period where things were going well. I also remember those times. But at the end of the day, if God would only really watch over what's going on earth, then I wouldn't be suffering like this. And we're reaching the point of silence, where Eov has said, I've done nothing wrong, and his friends have tried answering him, and Eov has refuted their claims in his eyes. And we know from the beginning of the book that God was watching over Eov. The book begins with God agreeing with Eov. God says, look at what a fine human being Eov is. Look at what a tzaddik he is. So Eov's claims have validity in that regard. Eov was a righteous person. Eov says, but I don't understand. Why isn't life going well for me if I'm a righteous person? Why do I suffer like this? So we have part of the answer in the beginning of the book. God said in the beginning of the book, he's a righteous person, the Satan said, well, you know, you've made life sweet for him. Of course he's righteous. God said, okay, you can test him and you'll see that he'll live up to the test. So part of the key to the answer of what's going on here is in the beginning of the book, where God agrees to test Eov in spite of the fact that he's been as righteous as he claims. And part of the answer we're going to see, Be'ezrat Hashem, in the upcoming weeks, when there's one friend who hasn't spoken yet, the youngest one, is going to give him part of the answer. And the last part of the answer, God himself will give him. In the end of the book, God will come back and talk to Eov. And Eov is in error. The assumption Eov makes is there's no hope. The book concludes with a happy ending, that God blesses Eov even more than any blessing he had before. And God, so to speak, makes amends. Everything works out even better than it was in the beginning. And there's an important message in that. Eov is erring over here on a few fronts. One of his errors is that he loses hope. Now, we can't judge him, obviously. Chazal say that they couldn't judge him, that you never judge a person who's suffering. But we could learn and learn that Eov is in error. We don't blame him for it, but he is in error in this long speech. He's assuming God doesn't see because he's suffering. That's wrong. The book begins by telling us God saw, and nonetheless, for whatever reason, God said it was right to test him with suffering. And he's in error for losing hope. As we will see, Be'ezrat Hashem, things will work out for Eov.